listen to what they're saying. Peep the game. And listen to what I'm saying. Hold us accountable for it.
I wonder who I do it for, cause I've been fucked up. But I'ma need you to listen, so shut the fuck up.
Men do hold their pee.
Known fact. That's why I nicknamed our camels.
What? you nickname your camels?
Nope. That's why men, nickname for men is camels.
Oh.
It makes sense.
I got you. I was like, you nickname your camel. I was like,
I don't even have a camel. How would I do this?
I was going to ask you, did you buy a camel?
I think you would know.
Was there a camel salesman at the store when you went? It was like, hey.
You don't sell camels.
They choose you. Ever chosen camel?
Nope. Did you see camel?
I didn't see you pull up, so you could have came in on a camel, as far as I know.
Good point, but I didn't.
Would you?
No.
They look uncomfortable to ride.
Yeah.
People ride them, though.
Mm-hmm. And they spit. I don't want something that spits.
You spit.
Yeah, but like, I want something that's smart enough to spit at me when it's angry.
Oh, okay.
Or just to mess with me.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
I don't want that.
You don't want that. So you got to be a little bit more specific about this camel.
I think that was specific enough, sir.
Mm. You know what I was thinking about earlier? The word extraordinary.
What about it?
That is extraordinary.
How did I know you were going to say that?
That shit bothers the hell out of me.
It's what? Just like the most obvious example of like adjectives on words.
So dumb though. Do you agree?
I do. And like not that it's dumb. Just that's, yeah, but it's dumb.
It is. Thank you. That's all I
know. The word's not dumb. Just no. The fact that that happens for that word is dumb.
Like it shouldn't even have been invented.
Yeah, it should just be two different words.
Yeah, because you're extraordinary, which is an insult if you separate them. But when you put them together, it makes...
Ah.
Yeah. Because nobody wants to be extraordinary, I guess. I mean, but then we consider ourselves normal. And when people say, oh, I'm normal... It's not necessarily an insult, but
but sounds extra boring. Normal just seems weird.
Yeah. If you're like, yeah, I'm just extra normal, dude. Like, who the fuck says that?
No one.
Yeah.
That's why extraordinary is a word.
And it doesn't seem like it would spell out like extraordinary.
It doesn't. Pronunciation's weird.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
It okay, does. Nah, I got you. Yeah, I was about to say what?
I'm saying it doesn't seem like it would.
Yeah, I don't like that word.
Extraordinary.
It's a beautiful word when you say it all together. Extraordinary. It just sounds so good because we know what it means, per se. I can't
Isn't
give you
that all words. They sound good because we know what they mean.
For the most part, because shit doesn't sound good, but
depends on who you asking.
Oh, the shit! If you the shit, hell, you right. You right.
I was thinking like a dung beetle, but that too, that works.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure dung beetles just call it dung. The only thing they call it like shit. I mean, when
you're crazy, they call it shit.
They'd be like, yo, I got to go move this shit. Nah, they'd be like, I got to move this dung. It sounds better because.
Only when they're working, because they got to be professional.
I mean.
You think they don't say shit when they're not working?
Tired of this shit.
Exactly.
But they could just mean the actual task. But that's what they were born to do.
Yeah, but that's what they call dung too. They call it shit.
Yes.
They only call it dung when they have to be professional to someone else.
And I get it.
Right.
But I'm just saying, like, I wouldn't tell nobody I push shit for a living. I mean, technically you're saying it when you say dung, but it just doesn't sound like.
Yeah, but they all shit. Do it.
I mean, because
so
dung
is not a bad thing.
Yeah, but dung is an ugly word too. Because we know what it means.
It's weird, yeah. Dung.
Yeah, I just push dung. I'm a dung pusher.
I would say shit.
I'm a shit pusher? Yeah. We push shit daily.
It sounds better than dung.
I guess, depending on who you ask.
Dung just sounds extraordinary.
I like it. Oh my god. Yeah. That shit just weird. I was trying to think of another word, but that's the only one that kind of just
sticks out.
I don't think there's any other one.
No, I'm sure there's another
one. There's got to be another one.
The rule of two. Whenever you can think of, there's always another one.
Yeah, no doubt. But, like, would you take, I mean, probably not you because you don't give a damn about it. Not anything, but just, you just don't, nothing hurts you, I think. But the word ordinary doesn't, like, I, you know what I mean? You kind of, like, got this shells.
I know, I didn't want to go in depth in that.
Yeah, just... okay, all right. So the word ordinary, right, is an okay word. Like, it sounds fine.
Yeah.
But, like, somebody came up to you and just said, bro, you're ordinary.
It'd feel weird.
Right. It just, what the fuck do you mean?
I'm ordinary.
Bitch, you ordinary.
Compared to what?
Yeah, like, what are you comparing me to? A dung beetle?
What do you think is ordinary?
A camel?
I'm definitely not no camel ordinary.
You're ordinary to a camel.
What does that even mean? Yeah. I got humps? Like, don't talk about my...
lovely lady lumps. No. I don't know. I don't want nobody to call me normal or ordinary. I don't think I'm, like, special, but... I don't want to be called normal or ordinary.
Right.
But boring's okay to me because I've kind of like embraced boring. That's just who I am. I'm not like boring, but I don't do shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like I'm not just out there jumping out of planes or rock climbing, but I might be ordinary, but just don't call me that.
Right.
You know what I mean? I work for a living.
I've seen something.
What's up?
I don't remember what it... It was a would you rather question. It was would you rather have your skin color change depending on your mood or tattoos appear on your body every day depicting what you did yesterday? So like the mood change, whatever. That wasn't really the point. It was the tattoo thing. Yeah. Connected to what you were just saying about, like, not doing anything.
Yeah.
Like, don't you think that would make you, like, give you a drive to do more? Like, try to do interesting stuff so you can have, like, really cool stuff appear on your body the next day? I imagine it's not, like, it's there for the day and then disappears when the next one comes. I imagine it would be your body slowly filling up with tattoos of just everything you did the day before.
What if you did that thing multiple times? Would it come up?
Maybe. I mean, if you're just doing the same thing every day, it might just pick, like, certain parts that were different to throw in there.
It was like an activity merit badge, but a tattoo.
More just a mural of your activities.
Sounds better. I don't know. It's like, what if you masturbated the day before?
It's going to show up. It yeah, happens.
See, I don't want nobody...
Man, I don't think it's going to be graphic detail like a picture-perfect shot of you jerking it, but...
Yeah, if it's just a Pornhub logo, no, maybe. But I don't know. That would be kind of weird. And I like tats. I don't have any. But that's really difficult to answer because it's like... I mean, I guess it would be cool for some people. But I can see to where, like, you like, man, people can tell that you don't do shit because the lack of tattoos that you have on your body.
Right. Like, wouldn't that give you a little incentive? Like, I got to live my life. I got to do shit.
Maybe. Like, the thought of it, kind of weird. Maybe I'm the wrong person to ask for this. I still probably wouldn't do shit. just want to stand.
You just have like still. Thousands of pictures of couches just all over your body. Yeah.
Different colors, hopefully. Different colors, sectional maybe. You know what I mean?
Rainbow. Those couches.
IKEA couches. You know, just different things like that. I mean, It sounds like you would want to do more if the tat showed up. The mood thing, I probably would pick.
It'd be weird.
Yeah, but what color, what skin tone would be what? That's the real question.
It's like a mood ring.
So you'd be blue? You were down?
Probably.
It is weird, too.
Red when you're angry, yellow when you're happy. Purple when you're... I don't know what purple is.
You feel like Samuel L. Jackson?
Purple neutral? Like that. But is purple neutral? It's like your base color?
No, I don't think that's neutral. I don't...
You wouldn't have a neutral color, or you wouldn't have a base color anymore.
Yeah, I just...
You wouldn't be black anymore.
No, I wouldn't. I wish there was a different thing to tell. Your eye color.
Eye color would be cool.
Yeah, eye color would be cool. I'd be down with that. But it'd be a lot of, like, when I'm angry, you can see it on my face. Or if I'm upset, you can see it on my face. That's already there.
Sometimes.
But, like, it's kind of hard. How many different moods are there? Like, you got happy.
Man, I have no clue.
Like, you got
happy, sad, angry.
I mean.
Confused.
Yeah, most of those you can tell from people's face. So I guess the first one would be stupid anyway.
Jealous.
Jealousy.
That's the mood.
Yeah. I wonder what color jealousy is. Is it in a mood ring?
Come on.
Green.
Gotta be green.
Envy. Yeah.
Gotta be.
It gotta be. Gotta be. Yeah, like my eye color, maybe.
Maybe purple could be like, maybe that'd be pink.
What?
No, pink might be affection. I was thinking purple would be like lust.
Purple could be lust. So Barney was kind of envious and lustrous.
He'd be a purple. Lustrous. He'd be the Joker.
Yeah, yeah, he's definitely the Joker. But yeah, I'd probably do the eye color instead of skin tone because that would be weird. Now, we lived amongst like aliens, maybe. But like, I don't want my skin to change. But the tattoo thing is interesting. Don't get me wrong. That'd be dope. But you can already do that now.
You can, but it costs you money.
Yeah, it does.
And time.
Now, if it was just...
This situation, it would just appear.
Yeah, if it's just like a natural thing.
Kind of would suck. Because actually getting a tattoo, well, some people hate it.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's some parts that even the most tattoo crazy people don't enjoy. Like some parts of the body don't enjoy getting tattooed. But
they love
for
it.
The most part, the feeling of getting a tattoo
yeah.
is part of it too.
And I think, man, I think they put like...
Maybe not the feeling, the process. So.
It's like a drug, really.
Yeah,
because when people get one, they really want another one.
Yeah.
Once you get one, like, your body is like, I need another one.
It's not that extreme, but for most people.
That's what it seems like, though. You're like, yo, I will go and get another tat, like, right now, if I had the
100%.
Money or the idea. You know what I mean? Because mm-hmm. tats are really interesting. I don't know why people like... Well, some people hate them. They're like, I don't know why they get all these tattoos and stuff. That shit is beautiful, bro. It's art. If you get a good tattoo artist.
That's the thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the hard part.
It's finding a great, extraordinary
tattoo artist. Not extraordinary.
Not extraordinary, but an extraordinary tattoo artist. And it's fucking beautiful, bro. Like, I just, for my first tat, I want to make sure it's something that I really want. I mean, of course, but you know how some people regret them. So I just want to make sure it's not regrettable. And I'm really not much at showing off my body either. So it's like, it'd just be for me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But yeah, man, I don't know. I'm guessing that you would go for the tat thing, though.
Yeah.
Now, like, actually doing these things, would they, like, what would you do? What tat do you really want if it was part of your life's adventure?
No, no clue.
No clue.
I don't have...
Do you have one crazy thing that you want to do, but you don't have either the balls or funds to do or something that you just want to do?
Not that I can think of.
Yeah.
I mean,
now,
no, not really.
The fear of heights is my thing, right? Mm-hmm. I don't think... We talked about it. I'm not necessarily afraid of heights, just...
It can be scary.
It's like, damn. You know what I mean? Like, this shit is crazy. Like, you can feel it a little bit.
Right.
And your legs, you just like, oh, shit. Not saying I wouldn't go up the Eiffel Tower or some shit, but looking down, I'll just be like, all right. But
I mean, that's the thing. Unless it's like something where like the height is the main point of it.
Yeah.
Like just because it's a tall, like the only thing I can think of is like visiting a building or mm-hmm. a landmark that yeah. just happens to be tall that you can go up. The point isn't like being high. It's just the fact that that thing just happens to be a tall thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It wouldn't be so bad.
I think skydiving. Like I always said that I'm not. Like yeah. I always said it's white people shit.
Yeah.
But the experiences that I've heard, not from people personally, of course. I don't know anybody that skydived. But
skydove? Skydived.
Skydiving.
Okay.
And but it just said it's just a thrill. I mean, it's like a roller coaster, but
yeah,
super, super, super high.
But I don't like roller coasters. So.
Yeah, me either. So if I had like if I had the balls to do it, like I said, what was one thing that you would do, or what you would want to do, and that's one thing that okay. I do not have the balls to do.
I got you.
But if I did, I would, and I would make that a tet. It's okay. like, man, I survived. A jump,
you know. You're not making it a tat if you didn't.
Exactly. I mean, like, oh no, your body probably be fucked.
Yeah.
No open casket for you.
No. 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 No.
I couldn't do it. So, shit. I'm gonna just jump into some crazy shit. So you've been playing Elden Ring, for two sessions, right?
A little bit.
Yeah. So, I got to see firsthand last night you were playing. So far, what are your thoughts of Elden Ring?
I still don't have enough to have, like, real thoughts on it.
Yeah, you were playing like a bitch last night. How do you feel about that?
That's just how I play that game. I'm scared.
Nervous.
I don't, like, have anything, so.
Sir, this is not Assassin's Creed.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Assassin's Creed, like, yeah, there's some tough moments, but it's not, like, a leveling game. Because I haven't touched these new ones, so I don't know what the new ones are like. I understand they're probably a little more level based, but like the old ones, is the ones that I played,
mm-hmm.
and it was linear.
Yeah, very.
It was open world, but it wasn't really because you really had a goal that you were working towards the whole time, and like even like in those games, there wasn't really a whole lot to go
do. Yeah.
Like, there was collection shit, but it was really just you find the people, you kill them, or you sneak in someplace, and you find whatever.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, yeah. I mean, we get what the Assassin's Creed games are. Yeah. It's just that you hiding in bushes and sneaking up on motherfuckers. Yeah. It's very Assassin's Creed-ish.
Exactly. But this one, Elden Ring, I'm just trying to be sneaky because I'm not good to, like, take on strong things outright.
Yeah.
Like, it's a struggle.
So you telling me that you would play Elden Ring the way it's supposed to be played if you had the balls to do it?
Bro, who says how it's supposed to be played?
Nobody. It's really exactly. your preference, honestly. But I just exactly. like fucking with you.
I know I'm the type of person, though,
yeah.
that because I know if you take on, like, harder people, you get bigger rewards.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm the type of person that, like, you saw it when I was playing. I'm going to get very easily distracted and just wander into places.
Yeah.
But just, like, on the off chance that I find someone tough that I know I'm not necessarily supposed to go against, that I think I even have a chance of taking, I'm going to fight him over and over and over again because I know I'm going to die just in hopes of getting that high payoff because yeah. then that'll help me get better level-wise and strength-wise
mm-hmm.
quicker.
And I think that's where the game is pushed to. Like, they don't give you an exact place to go.
Exactly.
You wander. And I like that point of the game because it's a true meaning of open world.
It's the benefit of it because, yeah. like, in non-open world games like that, when you come across, like, a tough enemy, like a tough boss, that you're, like, they're linear, so you have to fight them to continue on with the story. That's when a lot of people quit because they can't beat this thing. And they say, fuck it, and put the game down. But, like, in this one, you might want to get your shit back. But you can say, you know what, no, forget it. And go on and do whatever else you want.
Yeah.
You're not stuck having to fight that thing until it's dead.
True.
Even, like, the main bosses. Like, you try, and you can't do it, you can say fuck it and walk away.
Level up and come
go
back.
Go play around with a whole different, the rest of the map.
Yeah.
And whenever you want, you can come back and fight it.
Yeah, I think that was a dope thing that they did.
Yeah.
As far as that game. I'm still not sure. I might get it eventually, but it might be dead by then. But it's like, I do not like raging, and I don't rage at games. I mean, I think the last game that I actually raged on was God of War Ascension.
Mm-hmm.
And this was years ago, like 2013 or something like that. And I could not beat this one part. And it wasn't even a boss. It was just the shit that they put me through to get to the end. It was right there at the end of the fucking game. And it was like a elevator type thing, levels, where you had to fight different creatures and monsters. I kept fucking dying, bro. And I raged. I turned that bitch off, walked away.
Right.
That morning, I couldn't sleep.
I remember this story.
Yeah. Like, I literally could not fucking sleep, bro. So I got up early before school, got dressed, got ready. You know what I mean? So I was ready to get on the bus or whatever. Got up, started playing that shit, and I finally beat it, bro. I just needed some sleep. And I think my day would have been really bad if I did not beat it. Because I would have been thinking about that fucking game.
Ruined your day.
Yeah, it would have been terrible. Like, the shit. But that was the only game that I've actually really raged on, because sometimes I can just turn it off and quit, or usually I'm good enough to beat it eventually.
Right.
Now I have problems with games. I mean, I'm not saying I'm good, but yo, I don't know if Elden Ring's my thing. Like, you know what I mean? I'm older now. Like, blood pressure is, you know, high blood pressure runs through my family. I don't think my health is ready for this. I don't think I'm there. So, I don't know. We'll see. But it does look fun, interesting, luring.
Like, right.
It's there. And maybe it's also the hype.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, watching
people.
That's
a large part of it.
Yeah, watching people and the hype behind it kind of makes me want to be like, yo, why are you being a bitch? Everybody else playing it. You know what I'm saying?
It's fair.
I'm calling you a bitch and you playing it.
But, and it's not even like that, though. It's just, it's a really good game. It's just that play style and that type of game isn't for some people. I don't think it's for me, honestly. Just, mm-hmm. But it's not so bad that I don't want to play it.
Gotcha.
Like, maybe as I get a little further, and, like, I start meeting these bosses that I just cannot beat. That might be the tipping point for me.
Uh-huh.
But, like, so far as shit's tough, and I know that, so I try to approach cautiously, and I'm still going to die. Maybe it's the fact that I know I'm going in expecting that I'm not going to be good at this.
Mm.
And that's helping a lot.
Yeah, I can see that. You beat somebody that when you first started playing, you couldn't beat last mm-hmm. night. And you did pretty well at it. Like,
it worked out.
I think you beat it the first round? Or was it?
First try, yeah.
Yeah, the first try when you got back on. I mean, you just learn as you go. Like, you start to learn the patterns, and that's how I think a lot of people actually beat a boss.
Exactly.
I mean, of course, leveling up after a while, but then you're like, yo, I know this move. I know. And they could trick you a little bit, which
for sure
is fun. But it's like, once you play it multiple times, you just learn it.
Yeah.
So, like, if you get that and establish that, the next Elden Ring-esque game, which I know they're going to make another mm-hmm. one of some sort, I don't know, but I think you will be ready for the next one if you're still interested.
Maybe.
But you got to play it, too, because exactly. I never played the Souls game, so.
Me neither. Yeah. That's my first one.
Or Bloodborne.
And just part of it is also, like you said, watching other people. This guy I watch, he loves these games. Like, he's been waiting on this one to drop since it was announced. He's been hype about it. He just generally loves the games. Like, all the ones that From Software does.
Right.
So, like, getting his side of it as he's playing and just, like, hearing, like, the actual joy in his voice at, like, just every little thing that happens, like, it gives it a different perspective. Like, if I was watching someone that never played it and had, like, no affinity for it, it's the wrong word. It's not the word I meant to use. But didn't really have an interest, they're just hopping on it because it's a popular game. I don't think I would. One, I probably wouldn't watch their videos that much after the first one. And two, I definitely wouldn't be as interested in the game. Because they would probably just be plowing through trying to get to something. Or they'd be one of those, I'll say YouTubers, because I don't watch streams.
Yeah.
Be one of those YouTubers that just tries to make it all a joke.
Yeah.
Like, they're not good at it. So, like, yeah. So, they're just joking about everything because they really don't like it. It's just content for them.
Yeah, I got you. So, the love of this said YouTuber made you get the game because the dedication.
It helped.
And, okay. Yeah, man. Shit, I don't know. I've been seeing some videos about, like, short videos on Instagram and shit about how video games are now. What it's like turning on your game. And it's like, have video games really lost its luster? Like, are they really even good anymore? I mean, because it's a lot of competitive in it and everybody in their mom streams and they want to create content and make money out of it. Like, I feel like video games were a lot more fun before they became a sport.
And also before they became, like, before online multiplayer
was huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, not even that. These.
You looking for?
Battle Royale type.
Okay.
Where it's just, like, huge.
Yeah.
You're winning, trying to be the number one.
Mm-hmm.
And the microtransaction thing. Like, before those two things came into it.
Yeah.
There was nothing wrong with online multiplayer.
It's true. We were just playing.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I think it has. They still make single-player games, story-driven mm-hmm. games.
Yeah.
And that's more my thing.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Not saying that I'm not good, but I'm not good.
Yeah.
I'm ordinary.
Right.
But it seems like they just push for that so much, that's all the games that are coming out now. And it's kind of like, why don't you just make a game for me? And it takes so long, which I'm okay with. But if you put out more games of different genres and they're not always compared to this other game, you know what I mean? Maybe I have more love for it. Like,
I mean, God of War.
Yeah. I mean, they just dropped Forbidden West as well, Horizon.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, those games are fun. It's just like, am I playing the same game just with the continuation of the story? Like, I want something different. And I might be asking for a lot, but that shit dies. I don't know. Am I getting older?
I mean, different because how?
I don't know.
Because, I mean, like, if you enjoyed the first game, they can't just make the second game completely different because it would alienate all the fans of the first game. So, like, there's definitely aspects. Forget about the whole characters and stories. Story of it even, but there's aspects of the gameplay that are going to carry over because it had to have been a part of why you enjoyed the first game. I mean, what do you mean?
I'm not, that's not what I was saying,
mm-hmm.
but just something different other than Uncharted, God of War, Horizon, you know what I mean? Those games are fine, and now they've continued through the story, and God of War changed when God of War PS4 came.
Right.
That was a totally different game.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that was different, but it continued the story.
Right.
And those games, I'm not asking you to change them a whole lot. Of course, add something, add weapons, add a little different gameplay mm-hmm. to carry the experience plus. But
right.
What I'm saying is, let it be something else. Nobody else is making anything else. You get what I mean? So when you make a game, like, they got that Harry Potter game coming out, right?
Right.
That looks different.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see a game that's compared to it yet because it's Harry Potter or Hogwarts Legacy. It has nothing to do with Harry. But that just seems different, and that's what got me hype about it because it's not everything else. It's not Breath of the Wild. Elden Ring seems interesting because, for one, I never played a Souls game.
Right.
It's a more open world, and it's different from what I usually play. So mm-hmm. I'm just looking for different aspects and different looks on certain games. It's like, you don't have to follow a formula from everybody else. Do something different. Be different. It's like, that's why I'm hooked to this Pokemon, right? The Arceus. Because it's not like any other Pokemon game.
Right.
They
right.
added something different. They did something different. It's kind of like Breath of the Wild. Don't get me wrong. How open it is. I mean, it's nothing like it, but the formula's there.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm asking for. I'm not saying like those games like God of War and stuff like that and Carrion, but that's what I mean, different. Like, let's do something different. And then, like, you got old games that we love, that we used to love. Like, I used to love 2K.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all right, let me just scratch that. I used to love, like, Call of Duty, right? But now, that shit just, I don't know what it is about Call of Duty games anymore.
Yeah, it's weird.
I just don't like it anymore.
It's not the same game, really.
Yeah, like, and you can't ask much from them. But, like, I don't know what it is. It's either I'm tired of it or everybody's tired of it because they just doing shit that nobody, it doesn't appeal anybody like that anymore. Other than being a competitive player.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We used to just have fun on that shit. That shit just used to be fun. And it's
true.
Like I said, it could be me. I might just be losing the love of games. But something got to give. Like, I don't know. Video games are fun still. But, like, if I lose video games, damn. Other than my child on the way, what in the hell do I have left for entertainment?
TV.
Even TV, goddammit. Movies ain't as good no more. That's why I feel like I got to go out and do something. You know what I mean? Like, something has to give. Like, I don't like looking at my phone like that. I look at my phone for a little bit. Like, you know, just, I don't know. I'm just like, yo, what should I do? Work ain't going to cut it.
No, of course not. Not unless you find your dream job.
Bitch, I don't have dreams. No, <I'm playing. laughs> Yo, if you don't have dreams, is that like a lack of imagination?
I don't think so. Maybe. I was going to try using myself as an example, but I was like, shit, I really don't usually have dreams, so.
Right. I mean, and that sounds crazy because it's only your subconscious.
Yeah.
Yes. So it's like, there's not much to imagine, but you do see things that you've never seen before. It's like creating your own story.
Pretty much.
In a weird way. It's just like, why do people not have dreams? And then some people say that you do have dreams, but
you don't remember.
Yeah, which I'm not going back on the whole dream thing. But it's weird, man.
I mean, you probably don't if you don't reach the right level of sleep. Like, if you're just someone, maybe not with insomnia, but who has poor sleep.
Yeah.
You just might not
have enough time.
Sure. Something like that.
Or you don't get to
something the something along them lines, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's true. Yeah, I don't know how I got on dreams from games, but yes. Word, man. That shit's just weird. Video games.
So do you think your unhappiness with the media you consume stems from a deeper problem of your unhappiness with your life?
That could be it, bro. Real shit. You might have been joking, but that could be it. Maybe I'm not like 100% happy.
Right, right.
And maybe my joy of video games or media of any sorts is conflicting with that happiness because I want to do more outside of that.
Right.
So
right.
Now maybe it's like an internal battle of me trying to be like, yo, just go out and fucking do something.
Mm-hmm.
But I know I can't do certain things because of other things. I lost it.
Okay.
Yeah, but fair. Like, yeah, but yeah, maybe it is conflicting. I don't know. It's just
so,
because like, okay.
We're kind of reaching that age where it kind of feels like there are certain things that should be accomplished, right? Maybe not necessarily like quantifiable set things.
Yeah.
But like, just a feeling of accomplishment in certain fields, right?
Yeah.
In a sense, like, I don't know. The kid thing. You've got that one down pat.
I mean.
Your own place. I mean, it might be antiquated, but there's still kind of this, at least I feel it, feeling of like around this age, you should have not even, and this is no offense, because you know where I'm at, an apartment per se, but like a, because even if it's still renting, I'm not going to cut out renting from the idea, but like an actual home.
Yeah.
Like a singular home. You might still rent, but your own property. Like a job that you can trust will maybe not keep you set for the rest of your life, but you can at least handle all your business and afford what you need to, including extras at any time. Like shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
I know, I think it's part of my unhappiness.
Yeah.
But that we're not in that state.
Yeah.
I know that kind of just meandered into like not even a question, but.
No, but like, I mean, you were explaining it. I get that. So like for me to have like a baby on the way or having my quote unquote own place, I don't own it, but it's. I guess it's something there to where like I'm still in your position, because not only the job, but who doesn't want to own their own home, their own property?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Who doesn't want a job, like you said, to put them to just to be comfortable?
Right.
You're not a car breakdown away to fucking destruction.
Exactly.
So like maybe I'm still doing that, and God knows I still haven't figured out what the fuck I want to do, because what I'm doing now is not what I want to do.
Right.
It's just convenient and comfortable. And that's what I'm trying to move off the table. I'm trying to get the fuck out of that, because it's not going to put me anywhere.
Right.
It gave me experience. It gave me leverage even. Like it gave me some leverage, having the longevity, having the experience, having the people that I've met to make me move forward. But I'm so comfortable where I am. And that's another thing that's probably conflicting in my life. I'm so comfortable where I am. I'm not getting my ass off my ass. You get what I'm saying? So it's you got to get your ass off your ass to actually make this shit work. And making the people around me suffer for what the fuck I'm going through is not cool. So days when I'm like down, I'm only mad at myself.
Right.
Because when you're unhappy, the best thing about being unhappy is that you can probably fix it. Because you know, you might not know exactly where you are with it, and you might need a little help, but like the fact that you're unhappy and you know what you're unhappy about, you can fix that shit.
Well, one little adjustment to that. Material, if you're unhappy because of something that you could change.
Yeah.
Or something that you are causing yourself.
That's what I meant.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, because like if you're unhappy from a death in the family.
Yeah.
Or somebody in your life.
You
can't fix that, but you can learn to live with it. You got to be able to talk to people. You got to be able to get your mind set to that. Not saying it's going to be easy and you'll probably mourn forever, but you got to find a way to learn to live with that.
Right.
You know what I mean? There's certain things. It's going to be tough, but it's always something there that you can do.
True. True.
You know what I mean? Because like we know life doesn't stop for us. No matter what we're going through and what happens, that shit is not going to stop. And the inevitable is death. So why not live your life while you're here? Even with the people that are not here with you now or won't be with you in the future, you just got to keep pushing. And I'm trying to get through my mind, like, no matter how many people I lose, whether they move away, I don't see anymore, we don't have any connection, that I got to meet those people that I really care about. So, like, I just got to learn to live, and then I'm going to meet somebody else.
Right.
I'm going to experience something else. Like, for me to leave this spot that we're working now, I might not have that same connection with those people once I leave.
It's true.
But I know them. I met some great people through there. So I know that if I see them, or if I ever meet them again, or if I ever hang out with you again, it's like, you just got to live in the moment now and just hope for the best later. My words are scrambling, but you know what the fuck I mean. Like, the people know what the fuck I mean. Like, bro, we can't be afraid to move on because we're afraid to lose.
It's a good point.
And that's in anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to get through. And it's easier said than done.
True.
But it'll happen.
True.
That's like, even if you were in a bad relationship, like, Dale put me through some shit once, but it was just like, yo, if you're in a bad relationship and you don't want to let go, but you let go, that shit gonna hurt like a motherfucker at first. But eventually you get over it.
Yeah.
And those people don't want to hear, like, oh, you'll get over it. It's not the way to tell somebody that.
Right.
But eventually you will.
It's the weird thing, like, in almost any situation. Because, like, even if you've been through it before, why do our brains work like that? Because, like,
yeah,
obviously you got people that have been through the same situation who can attest that it gets better. You yourself might have even been through a similar situation and know that it gets better.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, our brains just get, like, vapor locked in that moment and just ignore all logic and sensibility. And, like, it's just weird.
Yeah, no, and I completely understand that, but it's just maybe because you thought it would last forever in that moment. Maybe you thought that everything was just going to be good.
Maybe, yeah.
And, like, maybe your brain or your emotions are living in that moment. Then once it happened, you're broken. Like, you know how many times that we break?
It's just shock. It's like getting thrown into cold water.
Exactly. You know what I mean? We break so many times just to pick ourselves back up in any situation. And some people can't live with that shit and unfortunately take their own lives or live in that sorrow and them broken pieces just laying there.
Yeah.
And it's because it's fucking emotions or brain and shit. Just, we don't realize that we can overpower that shit. We can overcome that shit, but like I said, it's easier said than done.
That's true.
That shit's fucked. You're right. It's weird that we can go through death, loss, and all that shit. Struggle. Knowing that we've been through it before. Just like everything was good. And maybe that's something like living in the moment could be just bad, but good at the same time. I don't know.
Yeah.
I wish I could answer that.
Right.
But it's so weird, man. But when you got people you love around you, hopefully you do, like, they can make that shit better. And like I told you before, like, when I want to impact people throughout the day as much as I can. I mean, I might fuck with people a lot, you know what I mean, joke around. But like, when I say that I'm there, I could be there as much as possible. I don't got all the answers. I probably can't comfort you in the moment, but like, if I can sit there and listen to you and that's all you need, I'm definitely there. And if you want my two cents, I got you. And that's what I want from people. Like, love and good conversation is all I need. As long as if you say you love me, that means you love me. Because I'm going to love you and I love you hard.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like when I don't get that back, I get broken a little bit. Right. Or if I don't feel that and I expect too much from people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I put too much in man to believe that that's what everybody's going to do back. And then I think about the people that I don't talk to anymore like that. And what if I'm doing that to them?
Right.
You know? But just know, if they hit me up or we run into each other, it's still love. Because when I see you, I get that feeling again, no matter who you are. If there was love there and I see you get that feeling, I'm like, yo, what's up? Tell me how your life going. Oh, you on Instagram? Your number? Hit me up. Whatever. But that's only if we were close.
That's a weird thing about humans. That's That it'd be crazy. I think we would be, I'm about to say something weird. I think we would be a much better organism if, I'm trying to figure out how to word this. Not if we all thought the same, obviously. But if there was some sort of connection, like a mental connection. What the fuck am I trying to say right now?
Realizing that we probably went through something together?
No, the same experience? Nope. Almost like on maybe like a hive mind concept or just like a mental connection type deal. Really trying to figure out what I'm trying to say here. But like if...
I get the hive mind thing. Like, yeah. I know what you're saying, but I don't know what you're trying
to... All right, so let me... Because, like, in a lot of circumstances, just like you were talking about, like, you can't know, and sometimes it hurts you because you feel like it's not, but you can't know how another person is actually feeling or how true what they're saying is or know what they're not saying. So, like, in this situation you're talking about, not situation, but what you were talking about, where, like... If they're not giving it back to you the same that you're giving it.
Yeah.
But like, because we're all so different, their giving might be different from what you're expecting or from what you're giving is. So like, that, if that was cut out of it. So like, you just knew. That's what I'm talking about, the mental connection or like the hive mind. Where like, there wasn't the unknown of... Just being able to understand what they're showing, but like actually be able to understand what's in their head, I guess. Because like, you're right. It is like a hurt when you're expecting something from someone and like they give you something, but it's not what you're expecting.
Exactly.
But then on the other side of it, it's like that could be what they meant. But just there's that disconnect between different perspectives and different experiencing of the world, however the fuck you want to say that.
Yeah, yeah.
Where like you just can't get that from them.
Right.
Even if they might be meaning to portray it as that. So like if there was like that connection where it doesn't have to be said to be understood, bro, we would be.
Yeah.
Yeah, humans would be at a top tier place.
No doubt. Because that's probably what we're missing.
Yeah. You know, like, I'm not saying like there couldn't be lies still.
Yeah.
And deception.
Yeah. I might figure.
But like, in a situation where it's two people that are close, that are like meaning to share these things, if there wasn't any confusion about like what they really meant or a lack of understanding of what they meant because of a poor portrayal of their feelings type shit.
Yeah.
We'd be set.
Word.
Yeah.
They might not have understood you.
Probably
but
not.
But I got you. That I know what you're saying. I think.
Long and drawn out.
Nah, but like, I'm telling you, if that was the case, then we'll get it. Because like you said, who am I to say that they don't feel that way?
Right.
I just don't see it because I'm only feeling how I feel.
Right.
I can't catch what
you feel.
You only
got your own perspective.
Right. And that just, I just got to take everybody's word for it. But that's how you can get hurt.
Exactly. You can't because people do lie.
Yeah.
People do give you empty platitudes.
Yep. At that 1 second where you think that everything's genuine, they could just be lying to your face just to get something or just to get you out of their face.
Right.
Or just to be like, all right, I'm going to keep this person on my team.
Exactly.
Or something, some sick, twisted reason. Because if you don't fuck with me, I'd rather for you to tell me that you don't fuck with me, even on a certain level. Because more than likely, I don't know if people can see it in my face, but most of the time, I am really genuine.
Right.
I can't say that I am genuine all the time, but it's probably for people that I don't know. And I mean, that sucks. But it depends on what I'm genuine about. I'm sorry. Right. Like, because anyway, but like most of the time I am. Like, if I'm sitting there talking to you, George, I look you in the eye and I hope that you can see when I tell you, like, bro, I love you. I love you. I'm lying. No, I'm talking about deception. Nah, but you know, it's, and maybe they are giving everything they can, and maybe they got hurt in the past life, so they kind of like tiptoeing into whatever it is that, you know,
could be.
Like I could said, be. Who am I? I expect too much, because I either expect too much or I just can't connect to how they, that's how they feel. But yeah,
tiptoeing, or they don't have the emotional capacity to express.
Yeah.
But what they like, actually mean.
Yeah. Like, do we have to have a moment to be like, yo, this is real? Do you have to clarify, like, yo, I really mean this?
I don't know, because words are words.
Yeah. I thought about it as soon as I said it.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like,
because you can say it.
Yeah.
But, like, doesn't mean the other person, like, truly gets it.
And maybe I got to get that through my head. You know what I'm saying? That's my thing. I think I just have to get it through my head to be like, yo, just see it out. And that's why some people got to, I'm honest with people, it's like, yo, people have a certain level of trust from me. Only because I guess I'm afraid to get hurt, to feel like if I told you something in confidence, you wouldn't go tell somebody else.
Right.
So I think about certain people that I tell certain things. It's not because, like, I don't trust you. It's just that there's a certain amount of trust. Mm-hmm. You got to show me some way. Once I feel it, then I could tell you anything.
Right.
And that's really hard, because I don't have a lot of people that I can do that with, anybody. But it's, there's no offense there. Like, I don't want you to be offended by that. So when I'm telling other people that they can tell me anything, they probably don't believe me either.
Right. And there are a lot of people that say that.
Yeah. And they probably just, I mean, you don't got to tell me everything. There's some things that you want to keep to yourself.
Right.
And I got to also understand that. I mean, I don't expect it either, but, you know, it's just like, yo, you can tell me anything. I'm not going to go back and tell nobody something. For one, it's none of my business.
Right.
You know what I mean? You told me, that doesn't make it my business. It's just, you wanted to get something off your chest, or you wanted to get, like, not guidance, but, you know, I always say 2 cents, but, you know.
Right, right.
I mean,
input.
Yeah, input. We'll see. We'll see, like, if I can get past that with people. Cause I'm just not going to go blabber about everything.
Right.
So, like, there's been a couple connections that I've had to where, like, yeah, I probably could. But we'll see. Like, even on the podcast, just talking to you, knowing that this is being recorded, right. I said something that I don't say to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the whole me expecting a lot from other people. Like, I never really tell anybody that, because maybe I feel like that just made me sound soft.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? Just it expressing does. My, thank
nah,
you.
Nah.
Just expressing my feelings like that. And I'm cool with leaving it on there, because it was something that I told somebody the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt free to say it, because they told me, like, nah, that's reasonable. Because I'm pretty sure it's other people that feel the same way.
Guaranteed.
Rule of two, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
We could apply it there. Yeah.
It's diet, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Shit, that's it. That's all I had to say about that. You want to end it?
Yeah, we can.
I forgot to say, welcome back to... No, I'm joking. Nah, but... yo, thanks you guys for listening.
There was no intro.
There wasn't, but it's fine. They know what it is. It's the Lost in Translation podcast. But...
It's true.
Thank you guys for listening. We appreciate the listen. Like, comment, share. Blase, blah, blah, blah.
All that and the other.
A little hint of blah. George, any last words?
Comprehension.
Okay. I'm not saying it was a bad word, but
it sounded like that's what
That's
what you were thinking.
All right, It was good. It was a good word.
Okay.
All right, guys, you heard it. This has been the Lost in Translation podcast, and thank you for getting lost with us.
We lit.